AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Two regional officials say the U.S. and Iran have signaled they will hold a new round of ceasefire talks in Islamabad. Neither Washington nor Tehran have publicly confirmed the timing of the talks, with Iranian state television denying any official was already in Pakistan's capital. Pakistan-led mediators say they've received confirmation that top negotiators, Vice President J.D. Vance and Iran's Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Khalibaf, will arrive in Islamabad early tomorrow to lead their teams in the talks. The two-week ceasefire in the war is set to expire tomorrow. A fired former UK official says he felt political pressure to approve Peter Mandelson as British ambassador to the US despite security concerns. Ollie Robbins, the former head of the Foreign Office, says the vetting problem did not involve Mandelson's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Robbins' claims increase pressure on Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who is facing calls to resign over the appointment of Mandelson, a friend of Epstein. In other news, there's a major transition coming at Apple. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Apple CEO Tim Cook is stepping down after nearly 15 years at the company's helm. In that time, Apple's market value soared by more than $3.6 trillion, leveraging the popularity of the iPhone and other breakthroughs orchestrated by his predecessor, Steve Jobs. Cook will turn the CEO duties over to Apple's head of hardware products, John Ternus, on September 1st. However, he will remain involved as executive chairman. The transition comes at a pivotal time for Apple. Artificial intelligence has unleashed an upheaval in the industry, and Apple's gotten off to a rough start. I'm Ben Thomas.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. President Trump and many of his leading Christian supporters and top Republicans are taking part this week in a marathon reading of the Bible. The America Reads the Bible event is being live-streamed this week from the Museum of the Bible in Washington and other locations. A major leaguer is again receiving death threats ahead of his hometown debut in baseball's most heated rivalry.
New York Yankees right-hander Cam Schlittler says he's looking forward to his Fenway Park debut against Boston on Thursday night, even after revealing he and his family have received death threats from Red Sox fans. The 25-year-old overcame similar threats to thrive against Boston in the postseason last year. Schlittler grew up a Red Sox fan in Walpole, Massachusetts. He told the New York Post that he and his family have received death threats leading up to the game. He says it's not necessary to get police involved. I'm Gethin Coolball.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.